Hey, welcome back. Episode 10 of the Grapes and Gorak show. We're entering week four. We just got handled by the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, so we're going to do something else.
No, hold on. I'm ready to talk about it.
I think on last week's podcast, we were like, how can we possibly lose this game? Like, what would have to happen?
Well, and we saw exactly what had to happen for us to lose that game.
Basically, the whole team plays like shit. You get strip sacked twice.
You have Josh Allen hurdling probably one of your best athletes in Anthony Barr.
That was embarrassing.
And then he outran Anthony Barr for touchdown.
He was actually like quicker than I thought.
I knew he could move. I mean, like, I didn't, but you're right. He was a lot quicker than
he's quicker than Anthony Barr, which is upsetting.
Yeah.
And he can jump higher than him too.
You know, I want to cut him some slack because it's like you're not expecting to get hurled by the quarterback.
I know. What is that QB thinking? Like, Barr is 6'5". He's not like some short linebacker. Idea.
I'm sure, but, like, he went back to the sidelines and McDermott was like, yo, dude, like, that was awesome. That was cool. But let's not try that ever again.
Yeah, that's bold. But, like, Barr had his head down. Didn't see him jump. So it's like, well, good job.
Yeah.
Well, what did we lose? 27-6?
27-6.
We didn't, to the Buffalo Bills, you know.
We did not have a play in Buffalo's territory until the second half, I believe. They had 13 plays in our... What just happened there? We're watching the Steelers Bucks.
It's Monday Night Football. So I don't know who 89 is.
Jesse James?
Vance McDonald.
Vance McDonald.
He just threw this DB to the turf.
Ooh.
Ragdolled him and just ran up the sidelines. They'll show replay. It was pretty glorious.
Yeah, all of a sudden I looked at you and I saw your face. I'm like, what happened here?
It's pretty amazing. I really hope the Bucks lose because, like, come on. The Bucks.
There's no way the Bucks and the Redskins are going to be 3-0. Oh, my.
Just beast mode.
Just beast mode.
Yeah, that was beast mode. That sort of was like the Vikings are Chris Conte and the Bills are Vance McDonald.
Ah.
And we just got thrown to the
that's
turf.
That's quite the analogy, and don't ever use that one again. Chris Boswell. There's 1 point for me.
Ryan is down. What are you down?
I'm down 7.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh, my.
It's got to be negative points in our
league. I think so. I think I'm down 7. And I have Chris Boswell.
He's got the Steeler kicker down 7. And he just missed an extra point.
Just missed the extra point. Oh, boy.
That's hilarious. So, I'm up by over 100.
So the Bills are Chris Boswell.
No. The Bills are not Chris Boswell. The upright is Chris Boswell. Oh, yeah. And we're Chris Boswell. Yeah, I don't know.
Terrible.
Yeah, no. All right. Okay. Back to the Viking game.
It was bad.
I don't even know what to say. It got out of hand.
Did we get out coached too?
No, I think what happened is we looked ahead. We looked ahead to the Rams. I think we rested guys that if it was the Packers or the Rams, they would have played. I think Dalvin Cook could have played. I think Everson Griffin could have played. Yeah, I mean, they already said basically both of them are playing Thursday. So it's like, oh, so those 4 days are really what matters. So, like, I don't think those guys would have made a difference. But it's like a mentality thing.
Yeah.
Like the coaches clearly were
it's almost like a day off, you know?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we don't even need Cook and Everson to beat these guys. We got this in the bag. Like, we got the Rams coming up soon. Like,
yeah.
It reminded me a lot of that 49er game a few years back where everyone thought we were the better team. We went in there. They kicked the shit out of us. In the end, we went 11-5, and I think the 49ers went like 3-13.
Yeah.
Like, we're still better than the Bills. They're still going to win like 3 games. We're still going to win double digits.
It just sucks that, like, we lost to the Bills, man.
The worst part is it's at home to a rookie quarterback. But it was like, okay, Linval gets
first
that penalty.
NFL start on the road, and he comes into our house.
And beat and smoked us.
Smoked us.
As soon as Linval got that penalty on that first drive, we sacked him on third down. It was 3-and-out, and he got, like, the helmet-to-helmet, which was legit. Like, he didn't really need to do that. He hit him in the head. And then they scored. It was like, oh, I don't like that. And then strip sack, scored. Strip sack. It's like all of a sudden this whole game is like completely off the rails.
I had forgotten that Kirk Cousins had fumbled fumbled a bunch in Washington. Until I watched him get fumbled or get strip sacked twice on back-to-back drives, I was like, oh, yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
He just doesn't feel that backside pressure. Well,
most fumbles in the NFL since 2015.
And it's tough to, like, really... I don't know. You're getting blindsided, so I get it. But, like, you got to feel it and, like, get that ball down or, like, just...
Reef had 12 pressures, according to Pro Football
Focus. 12. I was
Our offensive line had 28, according to Pro Football Focus. I've seen some reports of 40.
28 was more than we had in the Eagle game.
The Eagles game was 32.
Oh, is that what it was? 31, okay. Yeah. Okay. So but almost the same.
I also saw, like, some people say we had 40 pressures yesterday, which would be more than
he
the Eagles
never
game.
Had time. Romo was basically laughing at us.
He was pressured on 53% of his passes, and Romo mocked the shit out of us.
Oh man, Romo's literally like, maybe they'll get a 4-yard pass here. I bet he gets pressured on it, and then he would.
And it was just, and he's like, they got 1 yard. He's like,
yeah, oh yeah, you got 1 yard.
Screw you, Tony.
Hey, maybe they can get some points and not get shut out. Don't turn that dial. It's like, you know, fuck you, Tony Romo. But he was right. Like, you're just like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's bored as shit.
They thought they were going to have, like, a blowout the other way. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh.
Like, they're going to be... They probably had all these notes raving about the Vikings. This and that, this and that. And they're like, well, now let's just mock these guys, I guess, because I got nothing. Jim Nance atrocious. Is thinking, I wish I was at home. I want to watch Tiger. He tees off in, like, 40 minutes. Ooh.
There's a helmet hit. Yeah, I don't... I just... The game just went... So off the rails from right from the start, just and then we ran the ball. What was it? 6 times,
which was
the lowest
in NFL history since the Super Bowl era.
Was it? Or yeah. Was it just or us or every
tied,
team?
Tied for
well,
the
whatever it was. It was. I mean, I get it. You're down like 27 points, and like Murray looked kind of slow. Like even when he threw passes to him, he just didn't look like he was doing anything with them. Game was abysmal. Cousins wasn't like, yes, he was getting pressure too, but he missed some open guys.
Yeah.
Multiple times, missed wide open receivers.
I mean, and I get that. I mean, after being under pressure all day, like
after getting blindsided multiple times, you might be a little skittish back there.
You know, you might just go first read, say, and like make it halfway to your second read and go, oh, I'm done.
Well, I remember I was talking to Ben on the way back from Iowa, and we were both like, dude, you know, Riley Reiff, like that dude is solid. Like you never hear about him. And then.
12
he had
pressures.
Like his worst game I've 12 ever seen.
Pressures.
Jerry Hughes just beat him like a drum.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. All
It wasn't
all
even
day.
Like Rashad Hill or like, I mean, it was Riley Reiff getting beat. We put Rudolph over there
Reef
one time.
And, oh.
He just went right around him.
Remmers had 8 pressures yesterday, too. So what we thought were probably our 2 best linemen going into the season, aside from Elfline.
He mixed in a little bit. Yeah. I don't know how they did. I'm sure. I mean, overall, the whole line did terrible. And the third straight game with no run game whatsoever. I know we didn't run it much, but it's not like those runs went anywhere.
What, we had 21 yards on 6 carries? So, it was bad.
It's just, what do you do with that game? Because, like, do you think that we have, like, a less chance of beating the Rams? I don't. I feel like you just throw it out. Like, it's like, that was one really fucked up game.
Yeah, there's you can't look at that tape because there's nothing to look at.
Like I don't do we might have some serious problems with offensive line like speed rush right around Riley Reiff. He needs to work on that. But like
offensive line, yeah, probably should take that tape and go run with it.
But it's like I don't like I just that's not us. That wasn't the normal Vikings. Like we came in, it was unprepared or whatever it was. Just don't do that again. You're better than that.
We're so much better than that. I don't know what I watched yesterday.
It was so weird.
And it ruined my entire Sunday. I had a terrible Sunday.
Well, it was like, okay, we're down. Okay, they've got a strip sack. We're down even more. We're still going to win this. Another strip sack. Okay, we're down even more. I still was like,
17-10?
We're still a lot better than them. 17-0.
Or yeah, 17-0. I was fine.
I was like, okay, a really bad start, but there's tons of time left.
And then we didn't move the ball.
And what like Romo said, where he was just like, it just looks like it's so hard for them. It did. It just looked like, why is it so hard for us to get like 5 yards? Like everything was just...
They had nobody could get open.
He's getting hit every pass.
And even Matt Wild, like aside from that 70-yard punt, like he kicked like crap. He wasn't very good yesterday. What he had, like a 39 and then a 37-yard punt?
It was awful.
We couldn't even We had the ball. How many like kickoff penalties did we have?
We had a lot of penalties.
All of a sudden, like we were at the 25. We were supposed to be at the 25, and I'd come back from going to the bathroom or whatever, and we got the ball at the 12, and it's second and 8. I'm like, how did we get back there?
I even thought at 27 zip at halftime, I'm like, all right, we could still do this. We got to score quick right at half. And then Diggs had that play where it was like, damn.
I'm sitting there.
Could have caught that. Like, normal Viking game, Diggs, not an easy catch, but like, Diggs pulls that in. Diggs makes that play, and it's just, this isn't our day. Like,
whatever could go wrong went wrong yesterday. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just thinking, like, there's a chance. I've seen a score a touchdown in 13 seconds before.
Well, it's
just
like,
last week.
Yeah,
I've
it's
seen
like
it
even, it's even, yeah, just last week, what, it was 20-7 in the
we
fourth?
We had 22 points scored in the fourth
we
quarter.
We had a whole half to get 4 touchdowns. Okay, like, yeah, not easy, but also you were a 17-point favorite.
Against the Bills, like, we can put up 28 points and a half against the Bills. I bet if we play them again, if we were to play them again today,
we'd smoke them
tomorrow. Oh yeah,
I just seemed like we came in with a bad game plan, and like just the team just didn't get up for this game. Just it was a classic trap game. It had all the makings of a trap game. You had the Packers, you got the Rams, and the Eagles wrapped all the way around it. You're home, like you said, short week.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterback, it's going to be a cakewalk. Let's sit guys that are banged up.
Oh.
Whoops.
And it is what it is. I mean,
it still only counts as one loss.
Exactly. It's still one loss.
And the Packers also lost, so. And I still don't. I mean, the Bears, their D looks good, but that Trubisky guy, that dude sucks. So, like.
He is. Remember when I said, oh, I think he can look. I think he can be good? I think he's a very bad quarterback.
They can work around him and try to win some more games. But, like, they barely beat the Cardinals, so like I'm not gonna think that they're like.
And their defense is the reason why.
Yeah, just because they're leading the division right now, I'm not too concerned about them. So.
Well,
they're gonna be in the
Bears
mix,
Bears after 3 weeks are leading the division, just like we all predicted.
Oh yeah,
the addition of Khalil Mack made them a playoff team. Did you hear? Have you seen all like the Redskin fans on Twitter?
They're back.
Kirk
on
Cousins and Alex Smith. Yeah. Oh, they are just ripped. Oh, told you guys, told you so, told you it wasn't worth the money.
Whatever. And just last week they were bragging up or talking about when they missed Cousins because Alex Smith played like shit.
One guy said, you saw it last week, he threw an interception to end the ball game, so it ended in a tie, you can't close it out. It's like, what game were you watching? That happened at the end of the fourth, and that play actually was called back due to Clay Matthews roughing the passer, and we scored.
Kirk Cousins didn't miss that field goal. He brought us back.
Yeah,
it's just like when they take Teddy's playoff win away.
Oh,
Blair Walsh cost Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater is 1-0 in the playoffs.
Yeah, like that team should have advanced. He drove them down the. Like, yes, the whole game happened. Blah blah blah. But on the final drive, Teddy moved us into field goal range.
65-yard drive.
That drive, Kirk Cousins
10 below.
Yeah, and on that drive last week, Kirk Cousins moved us into field goal range, and our idiot kicker cost it. But. This week, they're really getting on Cousins. And also because Alex Smith had a great game.
Yeah.
And smoked the Packers.
Oh, yeah. I saw a lot of that. Alex Smith beat the Packers. Kirk Cousins didn't. Saw a lot of that.
It's like the NFL is so like, it's just like 1 week, anything can happen. Like Tennessee beat the Jags.
Everything's so weird this year.
Yeah. Like things have got to like iron itself out. It's just like weird.
Two games have ended in a tie.
Yeah. Two ties.
When was the last time two ties happened in a season? I have not seen that come up.
I don't know. We had one. Didn't we have one last year, but not two, right?
Yeah.
I thought we had one last year. Maybe not,
I think
not,
there
though.
Was one last year.
Well, there's going to be more these days because they moved down to 10 minutes or whatever.
Well, they've got to change that, and they also just have to change the structure in general, which we talked about last week.
So, should we talk about our three stars?
I don't have any.
Juju Schuster.
What do you got for me, Dimes?
These are not actual stars. These are guys who didn't suck horribly.
Who outkicked their coverage.
Maybe even just kicked regular, like their to their protect. I only have two guys.
Let's hear it.
Well, you gave me a third earlier. I forgot who it was, but
I'll hold on to that one.
I thought CJ Ham had a couple real nice plays.
Okay,
breaking tackles out of the backfield after Mike Boone like didn't. He was really bad in pass blocking.
Yeah,
let Cousins get drilled a couple times. I think they were like, all right, let's go to CJ Ham. He did kind of fumble that one ball, but other than that, I thought he looked good breaking tackles left and right. And then the other one I had. Was Laquon Treadwell. You know, 4 catches, no drops.
I like
sprained
that.
Finger.
There we go.
You know, that guy, at least he didn't completely, you know, implode in on himself like a dying star.
With those
star.
Four catches, he now
career high four catches, by the way.
He now has 29 catches in 28 games. He is now averaging over or at one.
He's finally
one catch.
Outpacing his games yep. with receptions.
And then I saw in the same tweet, it was Mike Thomas has 234 catches in 32 ball games.
Well, Mike Thomas has what, 30, like 38 catches already this season?
Drafted ridiculous. After Laquon Treadwell.
Yeah. Well. But I did think after he could have just, like, I don't know, he could have just been a mess out there. Like,
yeah.
He caught, one of them was, Cousins, like, chucked it super hard and he plucked it out of the air. So, not a good game by any means, but at least he didn't drop any balls. I'm proud of him. Who was the third one?
Eric Wilson.
Eric Wilson had the sack. Sweet,
yeah, yeah, that sack on the opening drive.
Yeah. Things were looking good still.
Yeah. I got one, and that's the new guy, Dan Bailey.
Oh, he Dan looked Bailey good on the sideline.
Oh,
did you see?
Oh, did you see that opening kickoff? Booted it.
Great player.
And
didn't miss a field goal all game.
No,
shut. Oh. Like, ridiculous.
Oh, no, didn't miss an extra point.
He didn't even need to try. Like it seemed like. It seemed like he basically could do it without
it just
trying.
Came natural to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, just
he had a perfect
the
game.
Only,
and it came natural.
The
to
one
him.
Thing I'm really not happy with though. Number five, you're gonna use Teddy's number.
Yeah,
shouldn't that be retired?
I know. I'm really upset about that.
I'm pretty salty
one.
About it.
I mean, I saw everyone's like, oh, Aldrick Robinson wearing 84. It's like, yeah, shh. Really. Number Yeah, but number five.
Yeah, dude, what about, yeah.
Dude had a playoff when Andy gave you one of his knees. He just said, here, I'm done with this. This is now the state of Minnesota's. So.
That's fucked up. Did you see Tom Johnson's wearing 96?
96.
To honor Robeson.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I did not.
No, he said he wanted to do it for his boy Robeson. I think was Jalen Holmes have 92.
I think Holmes has 92.
Number.
Yeah.
So one of the reporters texted Robeson to see if he was cool with it, and he got a thumbs up back. So I don't think Robeson gives a crap.
No, he's like they cut me. Whatever.
I wonder if Robeson is he just out of the NFL now? Basically,
no.
Nobody wants him.
No, he's bass fishing.
Okay. Huh? He's on my stars because he played well yesterday.
Tom Johnson?
No.
Oh, Robeson.
I think he caught some fish.
I bet he caught a couple nice bass. He's, no. Probably did a lot of sack dances yesterday, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh. So, yeah, those are the stars of the game. They all weren't even that good.
Kay.
Let's get to the biggest duds of all. Like, it was...
I,
you could put everyone.
I've got 53 duds.
Do you have three that stuck out the most? I'll name one. Riley Reiff's was a disaster.
Yeah, that was atrocious.
Which, again, he's supposed to be kind of our... Like, I never thought he was, like, an elite left tackle, but he's supposed to be, like, our one guy that we can count on. And he was beat... Repeatedly,
Mike Hughes did not look good playing outside, subbing for Trey Waynes.
He had a rough game. He had a rough, even like kick
returns.
Muffed a punt.
Yeah,
got on it again. And then like I don't know if it was him, but you texted me during the game like, why do we keep taking the ball out of the end zone?
Yeah,
we would get tackled inside the 20 every time. I don't care if it was Aldrick Robinson did it. I think Mike Hughes did it. Like they all kept taking the ball out.
And I'm not just talking. I'm not just talking yesterday. All season long.
I know why do we take? I know they want to try to break one, but the problem is it's like, I'm cool with that is if it's Cordarrelle Patterson.
I
don't like our return guys. They don't look good. Hughes hasn't really impressed
and
me
that
can't,
day. You can't create a wedge or anything like that anymore to like create
yeah,
a wall
there's all these
blockers.
Rules.
There's no point in it. They're trying to take it out of the game, and like the kickoff, the coverage team has such an advantage now, there's no point in trying to attack it.
It just seemed like we were starting on the 18, 16, 17-yard line every single drive, and then we'd get like a holding call and you're on like the six, and it's like, all right, great. All right.
Just stupid.
Yeah, so Hughes, Reiff, I mean, Barr had a horrible game.
Barr was atrocious.
Cousins, I thought, had a bad game. I know he probably had, like, he was skittish back there, but some of these throws, guys were open. He had Thielen on a couple where it was like...
I saw one walking in here on Twitter where it was like he threw to Thielen underneath for like 9 yards and Diggs is open on the corner route for like 25.
Yeah, he had a bad game. Obviously, our run game was a terrible again.
Bright star. Adam Thielen.
Yeah, oh,
he had, what, 10 for a buck five?
I mean, I think anyone could have caught underneath patterns when the guys... Basically,
hey, he was covered a lot.
Yeah, they're like, here, take 5 yards, Thielen. You can have it. But yeah, he got you some fantasy points. Just, you know, it wasn't you, but you know, your brother got a lot of fantasy points out of that one. But yeah, he didn't drop the ball. I don't remember.
Well, Matt Weil looked, here's a punter for you, Matt Weil. Yeah. I think I said that.
You mentioned him earlier. I think he was Pro Football's second best punter in the first two games.
But he was really bad yesterday.
Really bad yesterday. It's like no one came. You know what? Biggest dud, Mike Zimmer. Your team didn't come to play.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I still like him as a coach. I know there's some crazies on Twitter that are like, fire him. We're going to go 5-11.
Fire Zimmer, 7-8-1.
It happens. I mean, it's not like the Patriots didn't just lose to the Lions. The 0-2 Lions.
How often do the Patriots start 1-2?
Yeah, and then win 13 straight games to finish, you know, 14-2. We can bounce back from this, but you lost to the Bills at home. Mike Zimmer, you get like the
right now, the Vikings are the laughing stock of the NFL, and it's your fault.
I always know when we have a bad game, like every week after a win, or even last week after a tie, I'm listening to like a bunch of podcasts. I'm watching ESPN. I'm getting, you know, checking all the highlights out. After last week's game, I haven't listened to one thing. I haven't watched anything. I don't plan on it because all they're going to do is rip on our team and how we blew being favored by 17 points.
Which was the biggest upset since 1995.
Was it 23 years or something like that?
Yeah.
We 17-point favorites and you lose by 24.
Unbelievable.
Just bad.
Oh!
Dude's dead.
Oh, my God.
So if anyone's watching the Monday night game, Big Ben just basically threw it way out of the end zone.
Like, into the stands.
Into the stands. But
I don't know if you guys know about Tampa Stadium, but their stands are, like, right at the edge of the end zone.
It looks like there's maybe 6 yards of, like, of grass before you hit the wall, and so this dude hit the wall hard.
He was looking at the ball the whole time, thought he was in play.
It's almost like a center fielder going for a ball that hits the wall, and they don't even know the wall's coming.
Yeah, it was bad. And he's lights out. Oh, he's got trainers around him.
Look at the pack of Steeler fans right there.
Ooh,
those were Philly fans. They'd be fucking laughing at him.
I believe it. But you know, these guys are on the other side of Pennsylvania.
No, we met those guys. Those Pittsburgh fans were nice.
Yeah,
they warned us about it. Yeah. They did want to build a wall between them and Baltimore, but you know,
makes sense. We told them to build it.
Yeah, put one on the Wisconsin border too.
See, that was embarrassing. Bill's Twitter didn't even know where Minnesota was.
I saw that, and now they get to talk shit like someone wrote, because we tweeted back at them like we're the other Minnesota or like some joke, but now they came back and were like, good thing we found the right Minnesota, right? Because they beat the shit out of us, so now they get to do all the. They put it in Wisconsin.
Yeah, basically, we didn't even have to show up, and we still would have been
such a bad game.
Can we move to the preview of the Rams game?
Yeah, let's talk Thursday.
Yep, Thursday.
Thursday night football. I'm gonna be in California.
There you go. Are you gonna be at the game?
I wish. Okay. You know, maybe I'll try to finagle it.
Talk to Jess.
I got to talk to my girlfriend into it. She, you know, she's still a little. Not upset, but that was a rough Viking Packer game that the girls had to sit at. It was hot as fuck, and it was long as fuck.
I saw tickets for as low as $15, so like you can go. If we get our butts kicked, you can just leave. And
the Rams Vikings is that cheap? Well, I guess nobody goes to them. Huh?
Well, there's that
huge stadium, right?
Yeah, it holds like 100,000 people.
I gotta go. And, I gotta be there.
And the game starts at 5:30, so everyone's gonna be at work by when the game starts.
Like, oh, right, because they're 2 hours earlier there. Yeah. Oh, jeez, I feel like it's made for me.
And
like,
you can and you can tell her that, you know, the game will be over by 8:30.
And LA,
so you got the whole night ahead of you guys.
And they never have bad weather in LA, right? It's always 70 degrees, beautiful out. So,
it'll be sunset, so, you know, you can talk her and be like, you know, if we sit on the east side,
it'll be romantic.
We can watch the sunset in the west over the Coliseum.
We can share a hot dog.
Lady and the Tramp style hot dog.
Yeah, there you go. So Vikings Rams were 7-point dogs in this game.
Well deserved after that last game.
But you know, the Rams are beat up. I'm pretty sure both their corners will miss the game.
I don't know. I don't know if they'll miss. I know Peters, it sounds like I heard Peters is out 2 to 4 weeks.
I think Talib's
out. I heard both of them are on crutches.
I think they're both gonna miss. You don't, it's a short week.
Thank goodness. I mean, that right there, they have no pass rush and you're out your top two corners.
I mean, they have Aaron Donald, but they have no outside pass rush, which is what clearly gives us more problems, as the Bills showed.
Yeah, speed rushers.
Speed rush on the other, you know, on the outside. So, yeah, I mean, no outside pass rush. Now they're down. I mean, those two corners are ridiculously good. So, I mean, beat them last year pretty handily. I mean, we just got to get a run game going finally. We got to, like, I don't know, get a lead and We need more games similar to that 49er game. It felt like a Viking game, you know, where you're just kind of choking them the whole game. You're ahead.
Our defense is holding them. If our offense isn't moving the ball, you're still okay.
Even that Packer game didn't feel like the right way we want. I mean, you're coming from behind. You're not scoring in the first half.
It didn't feel like a Viking game, you know. No.
Our D is giving up points this year.
Yeah, that's back-to-back games that where we allowed 20?
Yeah.
We didn't allow 20.
Well, 20 at home all year. We did that right away this year. And we're giving up big plays, which we didn't do last year. We're giving up all kinds of, you know, the touchdown, the little fake screen they ran against us to get the guy wide open. It's like,
silly.
Who's blowing that, you know? Oh, hey, Boswell for a field goal. He's not made a field goal yet this season, and you still have him on your roster.
It's going to be okay.
38-yarder. Here you go, Ryan. You're getting closer.
3 points.
Getting closer.
3 points. I want to check that. Did I lose points on that?
Yeah, here, I'll look it up for you. Let's talk.
Who was it? Who was it thinking of? Oh, so Trey Wayne's not going to play.
Are we pretty sure he's not going to play?
I'm pretty sure he's not going to play.
Who would you want to put it outside corner then? Mac?
No, Hughes.
Hughes.
You don't want... Zimmer said, what, 2 weeks ago last week, Hughes felt more comfortable playing outside than he does inside. So, and at this point, Mac's probably played the same way.
Yeah, I think Mac's played... He looked, I don't know, it was hard to tell last game, but it didn't seem like he made any too many big mistakes. I don't know.
I didn't see much.
Is that the only big injury we had? I know Rashad Hill went down, but I think they said he feels fine. Brian O'Neill came in. I thought he played well again. Did Pro Football Focus or did you see anything about him?
I didn't see anything
about him. I know he didn't play much.
He got beat on a couple plays that I saw.
Oh, okay. So maybe not as good as the Packer game, but
probably,
still.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
But I think that was mainly because he was getting pushed back and just because he's not strong enough yet. You know, it's just, it's kind of weird talking about an offensive lineman not being strong enough. You know?
He's a tall, not bulky. You know, he's got to put some weight on. But it's kind of cool that he's getting some snaps in early on in the season at least.
Yep.
So you got 2 points so far, so you did lose 1 point for the miss.
That's too bad.
147 to 152.
So I still need two more field goals.
Yep.
That's upsetting. So Rams game, Wayne's out. Top two corners are out.
And they're saying Cook's back.
Cook's back.
Should be. I mean, they haven't said it for sure yet, but I feel like they rested him.
I know we talked earlier in the podcast season, you're not big on Goff. Have you seen anything like watching Goff lately? Like,
I
saw one throw that he made yesterday that like really impressed me. He kind of, not just like Cousins' touchdown to Thielen in Green Bay where, you know, Thielen's falling back, but he kind of split two defenders. And I don't know, it was a couple throws yesterday against the Chargers that really impressed me. And I'm kind of worried about Jared Goff going into this game after seeing our defense.
I think like he's probably better than I think. But I do think the system helps him a ton. I think he runs a really good offense.
Sean McVay is...
Yeah.
And I think he's overtaken Shanahan as best offense
like
in Miami.
Yeah, the new young up-and-coming guy. And like you got Gurley, you got Brandon Cooks, you got Robert Woods.
Cooper Kupp's no
Cooper
joke.
Cooper Kupp's looking
Tyler
good.
Higbee made plays yesterday.
So he's in a great system with good weapons, but he's playing really well. And I keep thinking back to last year how we were able to kind of beat that scheme. You know, they do a lot of the bootlegs and a lot of the, you know, hits to the tight ends and stuff. But and it's kind of similar to Kyle Shanahan's scheme, which
we did well
against Garoppolo in that scheme. But I just think he's gonna might somehow catch us off guard or something. I'm nervous. You know?
I didn't see a lot of bootlegs yesterday against San Diego, so I don't know if maybe Goff's getting more comfortable inside the pocket. And he's kind of more like being able to pick apart defense. I mean, it's his third
reading
year in
the
league.
Whole field more, and yeah,
you expect your number. You expect a first overall pick to progress like that.
Yeah,
and I think he is probably getting to that point where McVay's kind of giving him more control.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go into LA and you win this game, you're 2-1-1, and you just beat the Rams. I think that kind of gets you back on track.
It does, and you know.
No one will care
losing
about the Bills.
We have to split these next two.
with Eagles and Rams.
Going 1-3-1 puts you in quite a hole.
I you say that, and like I hear you.
Our second half
is season, easier,
but and you still have five division games and the Patriots.
Yeah, but those division games I'm looking forward to. I can't wait to play Detroit and
Green Bay. Yeah, I'd like to say that.
Yeah, I mean, you really want to split, but even if we got out of that 1-3-1, I could see us still losing only three more games the rest of the way, and you're 10-6-1.
No, you're 9-6-1.
Or 9-6-1. That part would scare me a bit. If you got, I think you got to get to 10 wins. I think our division's kind of weak this year.
It is, but you've got to get to 10.
Yeah, so you can still lose two more games after that. We only lost three games last year.
We just lost to the Bills. I'm sorry.
I'm throwing that whole game out. I have not lost a bit of faith.
So it's week four. The Vikings are 1-0-1 to Darren.
Yeah, that game didn't happen. That Bills game's a joke. That was their Super Bowl.
God.
Can't wait to see them go 1-6.
What if Josh Allen never has a good game ever again?
He probably won't. That game was a fluke.
It happens all the time to us where we have, like, the year the Panthers, the year before they drafted Julius Peppers, they got the number one overall pick.
They went 1-15.
And they beat us.
Yeah, they beat us.
First week of the year.
Yeah.
And they never won a game after that.
Who was the quarterback when the 49ers beat us that three years ago? Was that Kaepernick?
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago? Okay, well, he's had other good games. Played in the Super Bowl. I guarantee there's some jerk quarterbacks that have beaten us that are just like...
Yeah, but they didn't beat what I thought was an elite defense.
Yeah, that's true.
Are we an elite defense anymore? I don't know.
Yes.
We just gave up 29 points to a half-legged Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
we gave up 27 points to Josh Allen.
Short fields against the Bills. Come on. Penalties and short fields.
You're right. They didn't score in the second half.
They got to play Josh Allen. Yeah, we shut them out in the second half. What about that? As they ran the ball to chew clock.
I just think you
don't go on the road. I mean, I know we tied the Packers, but we handled the 49ers. Like, we're not a bad team. That was a bad game. Just, you know, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. We're going to go play the Rams. We're going to play them tough. And we're going to win both these games, you know. I had us going 14-2, so I can't have another loss. I can have one more, and it's even, well, the tie.
No, it doesn't count. you have to get 14 wins for it to count. We have to go 14-1-1.
Okay, well, we can do that.
That'd be impressive.
I think we're still going to get the one seed. What do you think? What's going on in the NFC? Like, nobody looks good. The Rams look very good.
If the Rams beat us, they get the one seed.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, they're probably. But
if,
like, the other teams, the Packers don't look good. The Saints, what are they? They're 2-1, but they easily could have lost this week to the Browns. And they barely beat the Falcons.
Last week to the Browns.
This week they won in overtime against Falcons. Falcons are 1-2. The Panthers. Eagles barely beat the Colts. They should have freaking lost. And you got Andrew Luck. They call a stupid fade route. Worst route ever. Get rid of that route.
I have no idea why people keep calling the fade.
At least call that cool slanting fade that we did with Diggs.
Yeah. Well, people can't call that because who else is going to run that
route? Come on. T.Y. Hilton, come on. Give it your best shot instead of a fade route. 3rd and 3, and they call a fade route. They're 3 yards away from the end zone. Doesn't work. So then on 4th down, he falls over and the game's over. It's like, come on.
Well, it wasn't over.
Yeah, because they had to bring in
Jacoby Brissett to throw a Hail Mary at the end. Like, what does that tell you about Luck? Like, dude's clearly not ready.
Also, Jacoby Brissett. What's his brisket?
Jacoby Brissett. The brisket.
The brisket.
Does that have anything to do with his skin tone?
No. Dude almost threw through the back of the end zone, too. Guy's got a can.
Time of barbecue here.
Brisket. Loves it. Jacoby Brissett. I just think the NFC is bad. Tampa Bay's playing right now. They're down 16-7, and they're the only other undefeated team.
Oh, that's face mask.
So it's literally just the Rams and the Bucks left. And the Bucks could lose tonight, and it's just the Rams.
Who's out of the NFC West? The Rams.
The Cardinals are terrible.
The Cardinals are bad. Niners just lost Garoppolo, and the Seahawks just lost.
Well, the Seahawks,
did they just beat the Cowboys?
They just beat the Cowboys, but they're not good.
They're not good.
They're a bad 2-1 if they're 2-1. It's just like the...
The Redskins are 3-0.
No, they're not. They lost to the Colts.
Oh, yeah. They're 2-1.
Yeah, they're 2-1. But they're the...
Eagles are 2-1.
And they should have lost to the Colts.
The Giants are 1-2.
And they're irrelevant.
Cowboys are 1-2.
And they're very irrelevant. They're even more irrelevant than anyone.
And then we went through the
South. We got Detroit 1-2. They beat the Patriots. Patricia had his Super Bowl. He'll fold up. Right.
I'm sold. Vikings 1 seed.
Vikings 2 seed. If we beat the Rams. Vikings still got that bye week in the sights, and they got to beat. If we beat the Rams, why couldn't we?
If we beat the Rams and the Eagles, we're getting a 1 seed. And that's a fact.
That's not an easy task. No, we'll probably lose a game like the Dolphins or something. Although they're 3-0, I can't act like they're a bad team right now, can I?
Let's go. You brought them up. Let's talk about that. The Dolphins.
I said 3-0. They could go 3-0 and still not make the playoffs, and I stand by that. They will not make the playoffs.
They've got the Patriots this week who look discombobulated.
Patriots, yeah, but aren't the Patriots getting Josh Gordon Edelman back soon?
You don't know that Josh Gordon's still good at football.
He doesn't
know the offense. There's so many option routes on there.
Run deep. Edelman will do that. You don't think adding Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon could help out Brady?
Well, absolutely.
So, you know.
Because, wait, it's week 4. I think the Patriots don't have a bye this week.
They might. I don't
know. They have a bye this week.
Only one I know is the Panthers.
Edelman would be out next week, so it's week 6 by the time he comes back.
Oh, so that's probably why they sat Gordon. You know, give him 2 weeks basically to learn the offense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, anyways, yeah, the NFC does kind of suck.
So Miami far.
Dolphins, well, just in general, they
suck. It just seems like some of these teams, like the Eagles don't look as good as they should. The Packers look bad.
Yeah, they
got smoked by the Redskins. I mean, we lost to the Bills, so like, I don't know. Teams are just, it's just been like so up and down. Like the Redskins lose to the Colts and then smoke the Packers. Like, I don't get it.
What's going
on here? The Saints almost lose to the Browns and then get in a shootout with the Falcons and beat them. It's like, whatever. Let's wait till like week 6 and we'll determine who's good or not. Because like, this is just dumb.
Yeah, everything's so weird, right? Like, again, the Bucs are 2-0.
The Titans beat the Jaguars and they had Blaine Gabbert get hurt, which brought Mariota in, who I think is still banged up.
He's still hurt. That's the only reason why he didn't start was because he's still hurt.
Just weird stuff happening. So, do we want to...
You got Matt Breida leading the league in rushing.
Is he really?
Yeah. And he's only got like 34 carries. Yes. There's only 4 guys on pace for like 1,300 yards rushing this year. There's just no good
Cook
running backs.
Does he even have over 100 yards rushing this year?
No.
I know he's hurt, so, but still.
Here's one for the Rams game. Lowest 3-and-out percentage in the NFL.
Oh, I saw that
games.
Stat.
You saw that from Barnwell, where you know the Chiefs, Raiders, and Bengals are 25%. Bucks are 20%.
And that's the number 4, number 3, number 2 teams.
Yeah, and then
so
the Rams.
The best teams besides the Rams, and the Rams are the best. And what is it?
6.9%. Nice.
They go 3-and-out 6.9% of the time.
Nice.
Which means they get a first down 94% of the time.
93% of the time.
Yeah, and the next best is 25% or so. Like, that's
20%.
Insane.
It is crazy.
And the Rams played, I know their first 2 games were against some easy opponents, but they played the Chargers. That's not a bad team. Nope. You know? So,
and they put
that
up
team
30...
might be legit real good. And it's supposed to be. Yeah.
It's supposed to be, so this should be no surprise to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, that offense is pretty stacked. Had a great coach. The defense was stacked, a lot of good players. Now they lost an injury, so maybe they'll stumble here.
But, yeah, I mean, that offense was number 1 in the league last year, and then they added Brandon Cooks.
I know they lost Watkins, but Cooks seems to fit better. I know Watkins is doing fine with the Chiefs, but, like...
Those two for change of scenery.
Yeah, I think they both fit better in where they are. Well, so...
I agree.
And like you said, Goff's making a leap this year. It seems like that he's even better. He's not just using that, you know, half field reads, using that bootleg and all that stuff. He's lining up and just making plays. So, I was hoping it would take a while for the Rams to like gel together, but it doesn't seem like it is. They have Wade Phillips too. Dude just knows how to coach defense.
Yeah, he's probably one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. I don't know why he keeps getting fired from places.
I think it's his head coach gets fired. I think we talked about that last week. Kubiak gets fired and moves, and then he moves with Kubiak.
Yeah, but if you're going to run, like the Texans went from a coach, you know, from Kubiak to Bill O'Brien. They went from a 3-4 defense to a 3-4 defense.
Could have kept him. Like Matt Nagy kept Fangio.
Yep.
And then I think someone else kept a guy this year. I don't remember.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, Patricia kept Jim Bob Cooter. Because it's like, Patricia's a defensive guy. Okay, well, the offense is fine. I'll just keep that guy. And same with Matt Nagy was like, well, the defense is what the Bears were actually good at. I'll just keep him and I'll fix the offense. So, yeah, maybe people should keep Wade Phillips around. Like, I don't know. The guy's only ever has good defenses. And then he clearly was like, all right, give me a couple lockdown corners, a couple good DTs, and don't worry, I'll figure it out. Yeah. That team just went out and got him.
Give me two of the best cornerbacks in the game, and I'll get you somewhere. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That was batted up in the air. I can't wait to see the Bucs lose. I'm excited. Do you want to maybe go through some picks? Jump on the NFL lines, talk about what we did last week. But first, I'll go grab a White Claw.
Right on, yeah. Let's take a break real quick.
Pause, and we'll be back in seconds in your time.
All right, and we're back. This is hot off the press.
Yeah, we both took a little break. I got a beverage. You went and took a smoke. And we both read the same stuff on Twitter, which explained more about why Everson Griffin, who was out of the game but didn't actually go to the game.
Yeah, so should we read the statement first, or should we tell them what we're reading right now?
I'll describe. I got this from KSTP. I think it's Darren Wolfson, local guy, writes. But so they're saying Everson Griffin was at Hotel Ivy, which is downtown Minneapolis, and he verbally threatened to shoot someone. Sounds like the staff had to move to the back?
Yeah, I've got where he threatened to shoot someone. According to a source, 911 caller said staff moved to the back of the office.
Yeah, and it says Griffin was never arrested. He did not have a gun. The situation did not warrant any further investigation. The officers called to the scene told them they never saw a gun. And then, in the statement from Rick Spielman, we are aware of the situation involving Griffin, certainly concerned of what we've heard. We are currently focused on Everson Griffin's well-being and providing the appropriate support for him and his family. Sounds like they're kind of worried about his mental health right now.
I believe he's battled bipolar.
I think he has. He had some issues early in his career.
Yes, and that I think... is why you get that statement from Spielman, because like, it's not like he's a bad person or anything. He's just, we all know what football does to you. CTE.
Yeah. And he's threatening people with a gun that he doesn't actually have. So like, he's clearly a little out of his mind in that moment.
I mean, he was probably intoxicated.
Didn't say anything about that.
It didn't. But you don't want to throw it. I mean, I guess it's a report from the news. So
yeah,
like they'd be giving you all the details. So,
and if he was intoxicated, wouldn't that be arrested for like public drunk, like something?
Yeah.
Something, maybe take you to a detox or something, or send you to your room, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it said that if they wouldn't let him to his room, he was going to shoot someone. This is what they said in that. But again, didn't have a gun.
No.
And sounds like he may have just, he's always seemed like kind of a little crazy. You know, I think that's also what makes him good.
Yeah, you've got to be a little crazy if you're that good.
Yeah,
all the good ones were crazy.
But you can't be threatening people with guns.
No, that's you can't. The line. No, just stop. You can't be threatening people. Period.
Right, right.
The with a deadly weapon or not, you can't be threatening people.
You know, when I worked at Cooper's and when I worked at but I was at Target, I saw Everson Griffin. You know, nice guy. You know, buys all organic.
Oh.
You know, real class act.
Got to get big and strong.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't messing around. So I thought, he didn't threaten me. You know, I don't know. For everything I thought, he was real.
You know, I've lived in Minnesota for a long time, and Everson Griffin's never threatened me.
He did fight a couple of cops in California, I think, in like his second year.
Yeah,
first year.
I'd fight cops if I lived in California, too, because, you know.
So, bad on Griffin's part. Sounds like it might be a mental health issue that hopefully he's sorted out. I don't know.
If it's not sorted out, I mean, hopefully he takes all the time he needs and comes back when he's able to.
Yeah, things are.
And hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But yeah,
but whatever he's got to do to figure out why he's threatening hotel staff.
With the gun that he doesn't have.
Yeah, yeah, not very smart. So
yeah,
sounds to me like the cops might have been Viking fans. I don't know. A couple Packer fan cops probably arrest him for like, it's got to be. You could probably still get arrested
disorderly,
just for
disorderly conduct.
Just for threatening to shoot someone, you could probably get in trouble. It seems kind of weird that maybe the whole staff was like, dude, this guy's just like, he's losing his mind. Like, we didn't think he was actually going to do anything, but like,
we're just a little nervous right now. They got, we're not scared. Yeah. We're just nervous for him, not us.
Yeah. I have to guess it's probably not the first time he's been to Hotel Ivy. I mean, it's a nice downtown hotel.
It's so probably the thing. Like, he's in here all the time. This is the first time.
Yeah, like,
this
something's
has ever happened
wrong with this dude today. Like, this just. But, I mean, that's a big man threatening you.
He's asking for a room, and he's not staying here tonight.
Yeah. You're at the Lowe's down the road, sir.
So, Yeah, I mean, it sucks that we're cracking jokes about it.
But well, it sounds like everyone's okay, and it was like...
Hopefully,
it didn't sound like anyone actually got hurt, and obviously it's not cool that he did that, but...
I'm just saying, like, I mean, we're making fun of a man who has mental health issues, and he's one of our favorites.
Don't know. Get better, Griffin. You want the ball? Yeah. All right, should we jump into picks then?
Yeah, let's do picks. I'm ready.
So last week, you did a lot better than me.
Good deal. Bet with grapes.
I'm gonna make
my own Twitter account.
Bet with grapes. You went 8-7, so you could go 500 if Pittsburgh doesn't win this. I think Pittsburgh has to cover. They're 1-point favorites, so they need to win by more than one.
But if I win this, that puts me up above 500 on the year too.
That puts you. Yeah, that does. You'd be 24-23-1. So yeah. I am at 20-26-1. I went 5-10 this week.
You can find me at Bet with Grapes on Twitter.
Fitzmagic just threw a pick six.
Oof.
The shine is off. The magic.
I think I'm going 9-7 this week.
I think you are. So
does that mean Jameis Winston gets to start next week?
No.
I wouldn't start him either.
I'd trade him, cut him. Who needs him? Not good at football.
No, he really isn't very good at football. He's got arm strength. He's got all the prototypical strengths, but he's not very traits. Yeah, but he's not very smart. Not very intelligent.
No, it doesn't
on or off the field.
Yeah, he's not definitely not off the field. Yeah. So the ones you got right that I didn't, you had Panthers, Bengals, you had the Dolphins. Dolphins, man.
I'm rolling with it.
You're just going to keep picking the Dolphins. But I don't know. You had a few other ones. We won't go through them. Let's just jump into week four.
Yep.
We got some teams on a bye. I don't know who all of them are. I know the Panthers are on a bye. Why don't you look up the bye week
teams?
I'll look
up the byes. You can bring up
first
the first
one
game.
Is the Vikings-Rams because it's Thursday night.
And you said...
It's a 7-point Ram favorite. I got Vikings covering.
Yeah, if we lose, I don't think it's going to be by 7.
It'll be a cold day in hell when I pick against the Vikings. So you can just pencil that in, Vikings, every time.
Did I take the Bills?
No, we both took Vikings. We were like, you could put it to 20 and we'd still beat them. They got no chance. No way they're coming into Minnesota with that crap team beating us. How could it? What's funny is I think we said, a couple pick sixes? We didn't say a couple strip sacks.
No, we didn't. But none of those strip sacks went for touchdowns.
No, I mean... What, they both went for field goals? You just mean like they didn't score on that play? Oh, yeah.
Week four bye. That's what I was looking up. I'm a little.
These are early lines too, obviously, because this is a
Monday night.
Season's not even over yet. But one of the games I don't even have a line for. Well, oddly, it doesn't have all these two teams. So next game, Bills. They travel just a little bit. What would that be? East? Is Wisconsin east of us?
Yeah, that it's east.
So they go to the Packers. Then they are 10-point underdogs, the Bills, to the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I'm going to take the Bills.
I took the Bills as well.
Got to take the Bills.
You know, I can't. You know, they deserve us to take them after they came in our stadium and smack us around. Kind of has the feel of Packers blow them out.
Yeah.
Just because it's sort of like they're riding a high. And
you know what sucks is all the Packer fans are like, oh, we're so much better than
you.
Yeah,
you need to. It's kind of funny how I was just like.
What if the Bills go into the bank and go into Lambeau and send both of us?
Steal two wins. I hope they do. Oh, man.
You got Carolina and Washington on bye this week.
That's the only two teams?
Yep. And then next week it's only Chicago and Tampa. And the week after that it's only Detroit and New Orleans.
So a couple just each.
Yeah, but week 9 and week 11 there's like 8 teams on bye.
So
that's where
who
NFL
are the two this week? Redskins
and Panthers.
Okay. Next game is your Miami Dolphins.
My Miami Dolphins
at the 1-2 New England Patriots. Patriots are a 7-point favorite. You want to keep riding that Dolphin bandwagon, don't you? You're hot
really
on Tannehill, Gase. Gase and Tannehill.
I'm taking Brady.
I'm taking Brady. I also took Brady.
Come on. It's off Monday. They just lost to Patricia. You really think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are going to get spanked around by Adam Gase and Ryan Tannehill?
What's funny is last week we're like, Patricia's coming. He's coming. Belichick's going to teach him a little something about football. But you know what? We should have thought about that more because Josh McDaniels beat Belichick in his first game with the Broncos, and it was like this whole big thing. So, you know, maybe these – it's like they get this signature win against their former boss, and then they just suck the rest of the time. but I got Patriots as well. The Dolphins, come on. This has got to end. This team is not good.
You know, Albert Wilson threw a touchdown.
Oh, that's what it was. I was talking to David because he picked him up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, the dude only ran like 7 routes. I don't get how he scored so many points. It was the passing touchdown.
And he had a 75-yard rushing touchdown.
Yeah, what a joke.
David goes, I need some possession guys. I go, I don't know, Albert Wilson. Picks him up and starts him. I got him Treadwell. Albert Wilson.
Speaking of fantasy, you are down by 3 points right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Next game.
Let's go Boswell.
So far, we have matched in each pick. Next one is Lions. Hot off a big win against the Patriots.
The roar has been restored.
The roar is restored. Rebuilding since 1954. Give me that ball. You're done. You're going too far away from the mic. You're throwing the ball around.
Sorry.
We had to take a football away from Ryan. He's distracted. He's saying stupid shit like the roar has been restored. It's really gone downhill. Cowboys. They're playing the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are a 3-point favorite.
The Cowboys are 3-point favorites?
They're at home. It must be why.
Oh, it's silly. Give me the Lions.
I've taken the Lions as well. I hate the Cowboys team.
Can't say it. I won't pick the Cowboys once this year.
I don't think we have. And they did win one. I think they beat the Giants, and we had Giants last week.
I'm sure we both picked the Giants over the Cowboys.
Well, I could tell you right now. I got it all. Yep, we both did.
Good.
And I was Cowboys by 3 also that game. I think Detroit actually has a pretty good offense. They rode Kerryon Johnson. They got their first 100-yard rusher. Yeah. How many years was it?
Four or five. Yeah, it was 2013.
Longest drought.
Reggie Bush was their last 100-yard rusher.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, God, he must have been like 32 when he got that 100-yard game. Because he had been in the league for a while.
Yeah, he had that whole stint with the Saints. So I think they got a nice running back. They actually hand the ball to them. They got great receivers. I mean, none of them are superstars, but they're very good. For Stafford's good enough.
Defense. I really like that Kerryon Johnson. I think he's a really good player.
I do too. If they just keep giving him the ball, stop giving the ball to LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why even waste your time?
I know either Cooter or Patricia said like early on in the season we're gonna let Kerryon Johnson like carve out his role.
Well, so
obviously like the better he gets, like they're gonna keep giving it
to him. Yeah, he got plenty of carries last game, so I think they figured that
they
out.
They really only need Johnson and Riddick. They don't need Blount.
Yeah, you don't. Maybe if you want Blount for like a goal line carry, 4th and 1 or 3rd and inches or something, like that's fine. But
I don't know if he's got Johnson has troubles like carrying on the ball, but like you last 4 minutes, you just want to grind out the clock.
Yeah,
like,
just move.
But why is he getting 10 carries a game in average when he's only getting 10 yards?
Yeah, Blount's not very good. So Lions, Cowboys, we both have Lions.
Yep.
I don't see with the Cowboys. The team sucks. Texans at the Colts. Colts are 3-point favorites at home.
Give me the Texans. I know they just lost to the Giants. I know they're 0-3.
I'm taking the Texans as well, and I think I've taken the Texans every single week. We both have. Except for week one.
Against the Patriots.
You have taken them every single week. Wow. And I have taken them every week but that Patriot week. And we have been wrong you've been wrong every single time. That's even against the spread, though.
I know.
They've probably been favored in some games because they're like, people think they're going to be good. But I don't believe in the Colts. Even though the Colts beat the Redskins and played the Eagles tough.
Yeah.
Texans can't go 1-4, right? Bill O'Brien's going to be looking for work.
They turned it on in the second half. I know, again, it was against the Giants, but they turned it on, you know.
They were in that. I mean, I know they ended up losing, but they at least brought it back. Yeah. And
they're not an 0-3 team.
They have talent. I don't get it. How are you?
Unless Bill O'Brien is, because the NFL is like the one game where I think you need a good man or a good coach.
Yeah, I do too. I think
so. Like, if this team goes 0-4, it's because Bill O'Brien is not a good football coach.
Yeah,
and that's a fact.
I agree with it. Yeah,
I don't think he's a good football coach.
Regardless,
yeah,
I don't think he is either. Well, he's another Bill Belichick coaching tree.
Well.
Trash.
Yep. Went to Penn State and then left as soon as he could.
Yeah, snuck out of there. I wonder why. we have matched every pick so far. We are 5-for-5. And next game
smart move. You know, I've been winning.
Yeah, I'm just copying you, changing my pick. Eagles at the Titans. Eagles are a 4-point favorite on the road.
And the Titans just beat the Jags. I'll take the Eagles in that game. Chris Godwin, no.
I dropped it. I'm also taking the Eagles.
Okay. Okay.
I think the Eagles are going to start coming together now. Wentz got his first game in.
And he
finished well.
Yep.
I know they didn't score a lot of points, but I think they're going to start getting things back together. They're still missing Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, they have... Who did I see where they're starting three receivers? It was Mike Wallace.
Well, he broke his leg.
Or no, yeah, it wasn't Wallace. I meant Nelson Aguilar.
And I know Jordan Matthews? I know they picked him up, and I saw him out there running around.
They're just a bunch of journeyman wide receivers.
Yeah, who is their number one? Is it Aguilar, basically?
It's Aguilar now.
Yeah, so it's Aguilar. Like, is Mac Hollins healthy?
No, he's on IR.
Oh, see, they're definitely, their two guys are basically Ertz and Goddard is who they need to throw to.
They have almost as bad of a wide receiver room as the Patriots do. And the Patriots only have four. I think the Eagles only have four wide receivers on the roster as well.
Well, that would make sense. But I just think the Titans aren't that great of a team.
There's that too.
I don't know how they beat the Jags, though. The NFL is so stupid.
Oh, it's silly. I don't get it.
So it's like we're picking these games, but it's like, I don't know. What's the point? If the Vikings can lose to the Bills, why are we even doing this? You know, it's just
because it's good content and people like betting.
People like making money by following grapes,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Bets with grapes.
Follow them. So we will have the Eagles next game. Bengals at the Falcons. Falcons are a 6-point favorite at home. Just fresh off a loss to the Saints.
Falcons at home against... Sorry, I was looking at the Eagles roster trying to figure out who the other wide receiver was. And it was Kamar Aiken that I saw out there. Kamar Aiken, Jordan Matthews, and Nelson Aguilar.
That's bad. What about that one little guy, that Shelton Gibson? Is he still around?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, no. He's terrible.
I'm sorry, it was Falcons against who?
Bengals. Falcons are the home team, and it is a 6-point line Falcons.
6-point line Falcons?
I think Bengals just lost to the Panthers.
Yes. Is Falcons, AJ Green playing?
We don't know yet. They didn't say anything. And then also the Falcons lost another safety for the season. So they're just like getting injured.
Don't bet with grapes. It's Monday night.
We talked a lot of shit about the Falcons last week and their offense at least looks like Calvin Ridley might be helping a lot.
Yeah, but the Saints defense still didn't show up.
Yeah, the Saints
defense. So maybe the Saints defense is just bad.
Could be. So who you got?
Did you say six?
Six, yep. So Falcons would have to win by a touchdown.
Push.
That's not a choice, Ryan.
I'll take Falcons at home.
All right, hey, we had different picks. Thank goodness. I think I'm only taking the Bengals a lot this year because they're my team in Madden. Which might be like
skewing. It's a little biased.
I have this Madden bias because that's the team I'm rolling with in our Madden league. Just lost the AFC Championship game, by the way. Very sad. But I beat Ryan.
You beat me yesterday after that debacle.
No wonder you had a bad Sunday.
The Vikings lost. I was losing in fantasy football because I started Will Disley over Dallas Goedert.
Oh, Will Disley. Bad move. I saw that. You've been riding that Goedert trade with zeros. And then he goes off. Yeah, so you lost.
I still could lose fantasy. And then I lost our Madden playoff game to you.
Yeah, it was good times.
Oil Stadium.
Yeah. That made up for the Viking loss a little bit. I took it out on you. I was pretty happy about that. I was feeling good about it.
I'm trading luck. Who needs a quarterback?
I'll take a quarterback. I'm Matt Barkley because Andy Dalton's hurt.
Two first-round picks.
Pass. All right. Next game. You took Falcons there?
Yes.
All right. Next one is Jets at the Jaguars. Jaguars are a 7.5 there. Yeah, Jaguars. I know they lost to the Titans. I don't care. Give me the Jags.
Jaguars.
Jag rags.
Get your Jag rags out.
Right, kids?
Jack off to a hot start. Miles Jack, that is.
Oh, man. All right. We don't even need to talk about that trash game.
No, that's why I just said Jaguars.
Jaguars. All right. Seahawks. Oh, this game is even worse. Seahawks at the Cardinals. Seahawks are a 3-point favorite on the road. Why is this? They shouldn't even televise this game.
I'll take the Seahawks for 600, Alex.
I took the Cardinals.
You took the Cardinals?
I feel a little Josh Rosen. A little Chosen Rosen, you know? Oh. I love how they bench Bradford on the last drive. It's like,
And then he throws a pick.
Well, it's like, let's just throw him into a game at the end. What are you doing? I mean, what did they say? He needed a spark.
I couldn't believe that game was on Fox. For all of you who live in Minnesota, that was the Fox game in the afternoon.
Well, what else was available? I mean, it's probably because it's NFC Bear game, maybe.
Too bad. I don't know.
I think it was Seahawks Cowboys.
Well, yeah, but couldn't CBS get the Chargers Rams game?
That would have been nice.
Yeah. Oh, luckily, I know how to stream games on Reddit. So
you didn't have to watch that Bear Cardinal game. The Bears should have lost.
Well, I mean,
that
I was dual TVing it, so obviously I had that game.
You had them both going. Yeah. I really thought the Bears should have lost that game. It was kind of a disappointment.
Oh, they definitely should. They were down 14-3.
Yeah,
it's just, Sam Bradford had them right where they
Bradford
right where he
first quarter
them.
Looked
and
good.
Guess what? They are who they thought we were.
We let them off.
Khalil Mack is who he thought we was.
That's not who Gruden thought he was. Speaking of Gruden.
John, is he up?
He's up. He's got the Browns coming to town. They're giving the Raiders the 3-point favorites.
I will take Swagger Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely, I got to take Baker Mayfield.
Have I picked John Gruden and the Raiders all year yet?
You know, I don't think you have because I think I did and you kind of gave me crap for it. Raiders, I took last week against the Dolphins. You did not. Raiders. We actually took the Broncos week two and we were both wrong because they didn't cover. Broncos won.
Yeah, but
they did
cover.
Not cover.
That's fine. I am betting against John Gruden all year.
The first week was the Rams and we won.
Whenever John Gruden's
you have bet you have not bet the Raiders once.
Good deal. I will not pick John Gruden this year.
If it was Tyrod, I'd take the Raiders, but I gotta go with my boy Baker Mayfield. I mean that guy he's quite a ball player. You know?
He's gonna be starting for my fantasy team.
Hugh Jackson had to check the tape. Did you see that?
I think it was just I didn't want Tyrod Taylor to find out he was being benched on Twitter.
Because
it was right after the game.
I think Tyrod Taylor is smart enough to know that when you leave the game and you're down 14-0 and your backup, who's the first overall pick in the draft, brings it back for the first win in like 3 years, you're probably not going to start.
Well, obviously, but like they hadn't had any meetings or anything like that, so he's not going to say.
Well, then maybe
the
Hugh
media.
Jackson should have said, let me think about it, or something besides, I need to check the tape.
The first
anything,
thing he had on his head.
Anything. What, there's got to be something he could have said. We'll make those decisions tomorrow. We'll get the staff together. We'll talk tomorrow. And you don't say you got to check the tape. We all saw the tape. He was 1-for-8 to start the game. He had scored 0 points.
Well, yeah. Let
me check the tape. It wasn't.
It was let me check the tape on Mayfield. Let me make sure what I saw was real. And yeah. That's
right. Points weren't magical.
Is Baker Mayfield the star that I think he is? Yes, yes, he actually is. He's ready.
He could have been garbage, still put 21 up, and Tyrod put up zero.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor's so bad at football.
Check the tape. You know, I don't know, 49ers should trade for him. Better than C.J. Beathard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Grab him.
49ers should trade for Sam Bradford.
Teddy B. Too late now, but, that would have been cool.
Well, if Kyle Shanahan thinks he's going to make the playoffs this year, you're going to need a playoff quarterback.
It's not
Teddy Bridgewater is undefeated in the playoffs.
Want to know? You think they could trade for Sam Bradford? I can see that.
Oh, yeah. And I bet it wouldn't take much.
No.
Well, actually, would they be able to? He's owed $20 million.
Yeah, but I think they could make the other team pay some of that. I don't think there's any dead money associated with that. If the 49ers are fine with that. And isn't it $20 million, but he's got to earn it somehow?
No,
or is it pretty much guaranteed 20?
I think 16 of it is guaranteed. And up to it.
Dumb.
Up to 20.
Well, they should trade for someone because that team at least. Do they have a win yet, though? The 49ers?
They won last week.
They won last week because they played the Chiefs this week. Well, I could tell you who they played last week. 49ers, Chiefs was last week, and the week before was the Lions.
Yeah, they beat the
Lions. So they're 1-2. I mean, if you want your season to be over, you start C.J. Beathard. If you don't, you trade for Sam Bradford or Tyrod. Or
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy B.
1 year deal.
1 year deal. Next game. Speaking of Teddy Bridgewater, these transitions are just making themselves.
The Saints.
Saints on the road at the Giants. Giants are a 3.5-point favorite. No, the Saints are a 3.5-point favorite.
Okay. Is Teddy Bridgewater playing?
He will be participating as a backup.
Okay. Give me the Saints.
I'm taking the Saints.
I will not bet against Teddy Bridgewater.
I also think that 3.5 is kind of low. The Giants are clearly a bad team. I know the Saints haven't played well this year, but
Well, the Giants get 3 points.
Yeah, because of the home field.
So that's 6.5.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's right. I just think if the Saints are winning, they're winning by 14.
Yeah.
They're not. It's either going to be the Saints blow it or it's close.
It's going to be a little bit of a slap and tickle for the Saints. It's an easy one. Yeah. I really do. They just had the huge win in overtime in Atlanta. A lot of people are, you know, kind of questioning, you know, like, oh, you know, are the Saints good? Their defense kind of has a bunch of question marks. Kind of a perfect day to figure it out against Pat Shurmur and the Giants.
Eli Manning. In there and blow the Giants out of their own stadium and get back on track.
Exactly. That'll put them at 3-1. They'd have their wheels going.
Mm-hmm. I could see this as a week where a lot of these teams that are kind of slow out the gate get things figured out and start winning some games here. We start to stop having these ridiculous bad teams winning. Next, 49ers with no Jimmy Garoppolo.
We almost had a really good transition there from
the
Niners to then if we went to Teddy. Mm-hmm.
No Jimmy, no McKinnon. Their whole offense is just not what it seems.
Somebody said in a Kirk Cousins thread, they're like, it was a Niners fan. He said, you wouldn't understand what it feels like to lose Jerick McKinnon or your running back and quarterback to a torn ACL. That'd be like losing Cooking Cousins in a span of 3 weeks. And somebody replies, he's like, actually, that happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when we lost Teddy Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson.
Not to mention, last year we lost Bradford and Cook.
Yeah. Saying, I thought of that one. But I was like,
we lose our quarterback every year.
Like, you guys, like, you're so ignorant. I'm not even going to dignify you with a response.
Poor 49ers. It's been rough.
Yeah. As if, like, McKinnon and Cousins as big of a hurt as Bridgewater and Peterson. Yeah.
McKinnon's not even good. I mean, he's fine.
He's not no star running back. Yeah,
he's not some you pay $30 million or whatever they pay.
Chris Boswell, there we go, baby. It's another point.
That's not going to get it done though, and they're up 30-10. Pittsburgh on Tampa.
One more field goal.
30-10. I think that Pittsburgh might shut it down like the Bills did. Might not score.
Yeah, but
again.
If they get in field goal range,
no, they'll just go for it like the Bills.
Am I down one?
I don't know what you're down yet.
If I'm down one and I lose on a missed extra point. I will
right
have
now
lost.
You're going to be down two.
I was going to say, I will have lost on a Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but that's a 2-point swing. Because if he had made it, you would have got a point. So you'd be tied right now if he'd have made that extra point.
No, you said I'm only down two.
You're down two. But you lost a point, but you also didn't gain a point. So it's a 2-point swing.
If I lose.
Wait, is that right? Am I doing that right?
No,
yeah, it's 150, but you'd be at 151 if it was zero. You'd be at 152 if you'd had a plus one. But it's about bench scoring. Did your bench score more? That's what you need to know.
I had Dallas Goedert on the bench. I had Philly Goedert on the bench. Of course I scored more.
Philly Goedert. Chris Carson scored 44, huh?
That's what I'm saying. I have to. If I lose.
Carson scored 44?
He had 32 carries and 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
So what did. What did Rashad Penny do? Nothing?
Nothing. Dude's garbage.
Dude's garbage. Wow. I did not know Chris Carson did that. That's impressive. Yeah, I think your bench is a lot better than his. So if you tie, you win. Where were we? Saints. No, 49ers.
Niners. We were talking about McKinnon. No McKinnon, no Garoppolo.
They play at the Chargers.
Okay, another Cali game.
And the Chargers are a 10-point favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
That's got to be because of Garoppolo being hurt. I mean, that's Chargers, what? I think they're 1-2. Look, it's a good 1-2, though.
They lost to the Chiefs, and they lost to
the Rams. So that's a tough schedule.
And they played both of those teams really well.
And they're really well might be a stretch. Well, better than any other
team. They kept up with those teams.
Yeah, they kept up. And then they kind of couldn't finish it. But that's 10 points a lot. I'm taking the Chargers.
Chargers for 1,000, Trebek.
I'll take the Chargers for 1,000. That's the Sunday night game. That's a good Sunday night game. Actually,
no, it would have been. Would have been good.
Yeah. Next game is pretty solid. Chiefs at the Broncos. And the Chiefs are a 4.5-point favorite over the Case Keenum-led Broncos.
I'll take the air raid offense in that one.
Is that what they're calling that now?
I don't know.
Did you just invent that?
Air raid offense.
That's genius. You got to take the Chiefs. I saw one guy actually compared them to the 98 Vikings. Kind of made a little sense. Like
Southern quarterback.
Well, like the Mahomes Tyreek Hill bomb.
Yeah.
it's not exactly the same because Moss was a rookie. Moss was 6'4". It was a little different, but like it's like it could go off at any moment. They could just say, let's go for the bomb. Let's just do it.
I mean, and they've got Watkins who can...
Yeah, he's kind of like your Carter. Just a real good, solid receiver, you know, like...
Kelsey can play the Jake Reed, you know, the...
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. They got the solid running back with Kareem Hunt. I mean, it's a real good offense. What is Mahomes on pace for?
69
touchdowns and zero picks.
Nice.
69. Gronk would be proud.
Yes, he would.
Did you see Gronk? They said he... They had like a trade all lined up for him to go to Detroit in the offseason.
Yep.
And he's like, nah, I'll retire. And Tom Brady's my quarterback.
Exactly. And like those reports showed up last night before the game. And then they asked him after the game. He's like, yeah, no, that's true. He's like, Tom Brady's my quarterback.
Yeah. I'm not going to Detroit. Yeah. Sorry.
Basically, have you been to the Motor City? Yeah, no.
I'm not really into restoring the roar with Matt Patricia.
And Dan Common Man Cole.
Muhammad Wilkerson out for the season for the Packers, huh?
On that ankle injury, that's...
Yeesh.
Ooh, Marcus Peters considered day-to-day, not expected to play.
Not expected to play.
Rams injuries, let's see who else, anyone else up here. To miss at least a month.
High so he won't sprain. Be playing. You know, there was a false report that Whitworth got surgery. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Roto-World it came up. They said he got a minor surgery, which would likely have meant he wouldn't be playing Thursday. And then like an hour later, yeah, that was a, you know, social media, like, fuck up. He didn't actually get surgery. He's fine. It's like, damn it. Thought we were going to be missing out on him too. But we will not. So that's the games this week. There's a couple less games, obviously, or one less game because of the bye weeks. But we matched on everything besides you have Seahawks, I have Cardinals. You have Falcons, I have Bengals. That's it. Otherwise, we went right across the board picking the same teams.
Well, doesn't surprise me.
So, yeah, I don't know. What do you want to jump to next? I think we got to talk a little Timberwolves. Do you want to talk a little fancy football?
Yeah, we can talk about both. I mean... I don't know.
Should we make fun of Nick's team again? I don't know. People like that.
Yeah, well, what do you got for Tim Rolls and Butler? Anything? I really got nothing on
that.
Well,
we signed Cat to the max.
Yep.
Super max, I think.
Super max, yeah. 5 years, 190.
Which is great. I think they were like, all right, screw it. Let's just do it right now and get some good news out there.
Yep.
Sounds like our coach / VP of whatever Tibbs is and then our GM, Scott Layden, both were like telling teams, we're not trading Butler. And then Glenn Taylor walked into like some sort of owner meetings and was like, all right, boys, if you're not getting those from those guys, come to me.
Yeah.
I'll trade you to
them. Yeah, if you got a good offer and you get a no from them, why don't you just come over to me and we'll talk.
Let's just say things are going smoothly for the Timberwolves. It's really going great.
So over under February, Tibbs gets fired.
I think, yeah, I feel like it could be a... like an amicable parting of ways. Like they'll come to some sort of buyout.
In January.
If we trade Butler.
In January. Oh,
yeah. Which you're going to trade Butler.
Yeah, when we trade Butler.
He doesn't want to be here.
No.
Unless somehow we get like two or three guys back that are like win now veteran types. Like Deion Waiters and Hassan Whiteside or some trash like that. Like he doesn't want to rebuild. He doesn't do it. It's not in his DNA to like, I'm done then.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to wait.
It
sucks because it's like he brought all these Bulls guys, but then like Butler doesn't want to stay with his Bulls friends, so now it's like great.
I teams that I kind of would like to see us talk to, the Phoenix Suns. If you get a deal with them, they've got a bunch of young assets.
Yeah,
they've been bad for a couple of years. They're trying to get a superstar to jumpstart. Like they've been in like the Kawhi Leonard talks. I heard a little bit about them with Paul George. Before he re-signed with Oklahoma City. So, I'd like to see something with Phoenix. I saw Portland. We're talking to Portland. But it sounds like CJ McCollum or Damian Lillard aren't in the trade talks, which is silly.
That would be nice if we could get someone like that.
I figured Lillard's out of the question. But CJ McCollum, yeah, I would do that straight up. Just knowing that Butler's leaving.
And we're probably going to get some trash for Butler. And you know what I've noticed with these trade talks and some of the stuff I saw on Twitter is I don't know enough about basketball. Like some of these players that people want from these teams, I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah, I saw one player where they're like, where they asked for Salah. I was like, who is that? And I looked him up and I'm like, what's his upside? Because he's not very intriguing.
Yeah, like it was like some young guys. I don't know if it was the Nets or if it was the Clippers or someone, but it was like guys that I'd never heard of. I was like, oh, like someone was like, oh, if we could get him and him, I'd do it right away. It's like, well, who are these guys? Yeah, like, no. Apparently I wasn't paying attention last year enough to like the it's probably guys that are like were rookies last year or like 1 year guys that aren't like good yet.
Yeah, I saw one guy. I forget what team. It was like a Nurka Jurkic or whatever. Somebody's like, I really want him. I'm like, who is that guy?
Yeah,
I'm already some like big like Latvian guy. I'm like, all right, Nurka Jurkic. All right.
Once you get beyond like the Wolves, I know like the stars and the starters, but like it's a lot of these people I think you're training for are like the young up and coming guy. Like, I mean, even the trade we did with the Bulls, like LaVine and Dunn, like LaVine people probably knew a little bit but he was still like, just because of the dunk contest and stuff, but like Dunn was pretty much unknown.
Wasn't he coming off the ACL?
ACL, yeah. So it's just like, when they got that package, it's like, okay, none of those guys are win now. It was a draft pick Dunn and LaVine.
Yeah.
So it's like, if that's the kind of package you're in, again, I'm not going to know who these guys are that they send to us, but I'm just going to look at like the local Timberwolves writers and see if do they like the trade or what do they think about
it. All I know about that Jimmy Butler trade is people are very pumped about their first round pick that they took. Who was it? Markkanen.
Whoever that guy they took with the pick we gave him. It sounds like from every report that's who we would have taken had we not traded for Butler. So then they kind of just throw that in, like, because who'd we get? Peyton.
Yeah.
Is that the guy's name who's always hurt?
Yeah, that's the center.
Yeah. So.
Oh. That stinks. I mean, sucks to be a Wolves fan. Sucks to be a Twins fan.
At least they're going to wear those nice jerseys this year. Those black.
Only
with the
five
trees.
Times, I thought.
Is that it? Five times? Man.
Well, the fans voted on that. We could vote between those jerseys. Like, or like the throwback jerseys.
Oh, like the Isaiah Riders or
something? Yeah, and I voted on that, and the jerseys we did got like 58% of the votes, and the throwbacks only got like 20%. I was like,
really?
Wow! There's much cooler. Like, when we got new jerseys, I was like, we are so going to go back to that old school, like, throwback look with like the blue and the teal and everything like that.
And then they went with this
awesome. And then they went like with the soccer looking jerseys, and I'm like, oh
yeah, it's a bit.
They've grown on me, but
and they look better in person and on like TV than they did when they just showed like the snaps of the jerseys themselves
on like the mannequin
thing. Yeah, but I'm with you. I would have loved to see the way throwback, and then can't they just wear like mix it up more? Can't they wear both of them? Like what? Why they got the fan vote? Who cares? Why don't you just wear the throwbacks? And you know, we don't need to wear the Minnesota Muskie uniform anymore. Let's knock that off. Everybody do this once a year.
That was silly. That was in the voting, so I don't think we're going to do that.
Oh, good, because that is not even a cool-looking jersey.
No, they're so gross.
They should wear the Laker jersey. They should go Minneapolis Lakers on it. Versus the Lakers, do it.
Oh, that would be sweet. because they just say MPLS, right?
Yeah, I think they do.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
And then just be like, hey, just want you to remember where like a bunch of your championships are actually won. I know you hang the banners in your stadium and pretend you won them there. You didn't.
Speaking of which, how do you like the Lakers' new jerseys?
I didn't even know the Lakers had new jerseys.
Hold on. They did it right. They went throwback.
What could they do? Aren't they just gold and purple?
Well, yeah, but like the like lettering and everything, it's all like throwback.
Did they do it because LeBron wanted them to do it?
Probably.
Huh. Interesting. Look very similar to me. Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks very similar. What'd they change?
Terrible.
Just got a side-by-side? Is this good podcast content?
No, it's not.
It looks like it's the same jersey to me.
It's not the same jersey.
That's the same jersey. That is. It's a sharp-looking jersey. I'll give you that.
Well, I mean,
what do you think of the Vikings jerseys?
Oh, there you go.
That's the old jersey? Oh, yeah. I do like that. They got rid of the purple on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's actually a good upgrade. I like that, actually.
Yeah, they're a lot better.
Yeah.
Then these are their alternate ones with the black on it. I don't know why they did the black on the side.
I don't know about that black on the side.
A lot of people are mad about the black on the side. But I think it probably will look a lot better when they're on
someone.
When
there's human beings inside of the jersey and not just a picture of a jersey.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you think of the Vikings jerseys? Do you like
Love the Vikings.
I love them jerseys. Too. I was so glad they got rid of that, like during like the Favre and Ponder days.
We had
it was like a Bronco jersey, but like with our colors. It was so bad.
It was so bad. But ours, they're so clean. They're so
simple.
The numbers are really cool. It kind of threw me off. I'm like, well, why do some of the numbers
some
have,
like,
points?
My dad hates the numbers. Why do they have points on the ends of them? What the hell is wrong with them? Like but the they got the purple point. Right. It's supposed to be, like, Nordic.
And it rounds the whole, like,
yeah, it makes it come together and stuff. So I like them. And the helmet
Matt
is fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, when we were at training camp, they had all the helmets and everything. It's like, you know, you look at some of the other teams, like, you know, that's a sweet helmet. That's a sweet helmet. But then you came across the Vikings one. It's like, with a black face mask and the matte finish, like
that's the best helmet.
It is.
We have the best helmet.
That and then one of my second favorite, hopefully they wear them, is the Rams
with the white horns.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those are sharp.
So hopefully we get to see my two favorite helmets. And I'm hoping the Rams wear all white. And I'm hoping we get to wear purple at the Coliseum. I think that'll be sweet.
You think maybe they'll wear all white because it's hot or something?
No, they just wear a lot.
Sometimes they wear that at home.
They wear a lot.
The Cowboys wear white at home for some stupid reason. They think they're better than everyone.
Yeah, well, the Rams, I know, all year last year, except two games, were all white at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, so otherwise, they go with like that throwback, like, the old school blue and yellow.
I like that one too. That better than the when they switched it with Warner to like the gold and whatnot.
Yeah.
I like I guess Warner wore both actually, because Warner early on with Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt when they won the Super Bowl, it was blue and yellow.
Yeah, they switched it that
like the
next
very
year.
Next year they switched it and they had like this. It was more gold. Yeah, I like the yellow and blue better when it was just two basic colors or whatever. But
true. But and then when they moved to LA, they added the white helmet at the end to bring it back to.
Yeah. For some odd reason, for a while though, they had like the white helmet with like the yellow jersey. It was like they mismatched
No, they had the blue pants.
Yeah, it was all mismatched, and they're like, we'll fix it later. Like,
yeah. They fixed it this year.
Yeah, and it looks much better. So,
And I know they wanted to wear, because I think they got rid of their blue and gold top, because they have the white helmets.
Yeah, so it doesn't match. Do they always wear white helmets now?
Yes, unless they're wearing the throwback blues.
Right. Which I think I'm pretty sure every team only has one helmet, unless there's a throwback.
Yep.
Maybe the Packers will wear their awful throwbacks they wear every now and then. Way back ones.
The brown shoulders.
Yeah. Kind of like those Pittsburgh ones that look like prison up.
Those are kind of really cool. Those are kind of cool.
Oh, you like those ones?
Those are kind of cool.
They're so ugly, you like them.
The Packers, though, are just atrocious.
The Packers are bad. So wait, Jason Witten does Monday Night Football?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Is it not
good?
It's
not good at all. It's funny, a lot of people on Twitter are like, I cannot take 14 more weeks of this. Please buy him out now.
Yikes. Well, that's not good. I haven't watched much Monday Night Football, I guess.
No, he's not good. He's
who,
so...
So it was Gruden and who last year?
No. It was that one weird skinny guy, the scrawny guy, the bald guy. Don't know his name. He wasn't very good. Him and Gruden had zero chemistry. It was funny because like Gruden's all like, you know, things are weird and stuff like that. And the guy's like trying to call and like call the game and be professional. And Gruden's like all out there. He's like,
yeah, saying ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
I always like just Gus Johnson. Give me Gus Johnson.
Yeah.
What do you think of Romo?
I like Romo when he's not making fun of us.
Yeah, it was a bit rough because he just ripped on us.
But like on a normal week in a good game, I like Tony.
Yeah, it
Romo.
Seemed like he sort of checked out too. Like fucking Vikings didn't even show up. Why should I? I'll just rip on him the rest of the game.
If it wasn't the Vikings, I probably would have enjoyed some of his jokes.
I didn't even mind them because it was so bad that I was like, you know, we deserve this. Like.
I'm literally sitting on the couch going, ah, fuck you, Tony Romo.
Yeah, like it was a fuck you and like a...
With the shit eating grin on my face.
Like, you had to say it, huh?
Exactly. You're saying what we're all thinking.
What's going on with Booger McFarlane? They got him like up in a canopy. He's getting droven around.
Oh, yeah. He gets the best point of view at that
Someone
point.
Someone said that the producer of Monday Night Football or something like talked to him. And they were like, if I close my eyes, it's basically like Charles Barkley. He's so good. So apparently they think he's really good.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine, but...
He's only in this game, I think, right?
Charles Barkley stutters like a goddamn retard.
But he's got hot takes. Charles Barkley's not afraid to say it like it is.
Charles Barkley is the Travis Rennie of NBA.
Travis Rennie. Gotta have Monsoon. Gotta have Monsoon.
We definitely have to have
him. I'm sure he had some real... Do you have any that you remember from his...
No, I don't really have any.
He's the man that once said Trey Waynes is a bust because he can't block.
Cannot block. Trey Waynes missed that block.
To be fair, Travis Rennie was hammered.
I don't care. He just missed the quarterback. The quarterback came on the blitz and he missed the block.
You were so disgusted. You just walked up from the bar and went to the bathroom. But I think by the time he came back, he still was like very
determined.
Trey Waynes missed that block.
From the bar at Dave & Buster's to the bathroom back, like that's 2-3 minutes.
Oh yeah, and I tried to talk. I just kept going. Just say what you just said again. He just can't make that block, and he wasn't getting it. And then eventually it hit him. And he was like,
it was like freaking Einstein figured out the light bulb. All of a sudden, it was just boom. It just clicked on all cylinders. I think it was because we both were looking at him.
Yeah, just like staring at him. Like, you going to get it? You going to finally get this?
He's like, why are you asking me the same question? I keep telling you. Okay.
We're like, what couldn't Trey Waynes do? He couldn't block.
He couldn't do what? Trey Waynes couldn't block. All right. Who couldn't block? Trey Waynes.
Position does he play? Wait a minute. I think that's the one that finally made him figure it out. Yeah. What position is he again? Trey Waynes can't block. That whole argument that night, we were just yelling at the bar. It was literally the, do you want Kirk Cousins or do you want Teddy Bridgewater?
That was during the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And that was also the day you placed that bet on the Rockets come back from 22 down.
They lost by one. I'd have won so much money. Dang.
Well, I mean, it was only the halfway through the third quarter. Of course you're going to bet on the Rockets.
The Rockets, three-pointers.
And James Harden missed the three at the end, too.
He was open. Should have won that. That was like a $100 bet that would have paid like some ridiculous amount, like $1,500.
It was crazy.
All right, we got much more. I think we're at we're 26 minutes. We could probably wrap her up here.
Yeah, any fantasy takes? Stardoms, sit-ums.
Kerryon Johnson's looking good. I don't know. Who do the Lions play this week? I think we should start him.
It was an easy game. We picked them. The Cowboys?
Cowboys. I'd start him against Cowboys. Sean Lee's out. Start your Kerryon Johnson. I like that matchup a lot. I actually won't start him probably unless I got Dalvin Cook. Hopefully he plays. Not liking how he's not been doing good at all this year. I would start your Chargers against the Niners. I like the Chargers. Mike Williams, 2 touchdowns last week. Looks legit. The
guy's pretty good.
Good player.
I'm trying to figure out who...
Should we help one of our league mates out?
Yeah. Should we build someone's lineup?
Yeah. Let's build Rennie's lineup since we're talking about him. He might win this week.
Well, he's playing James Conner. Is that my boy Chris Godwin? They never touched him.
Another guy.
Whistle
my
never
bench.
Blew.
Wow. Bad defense. It's a weird game, huh? So he's got Kirk Cousins, Andy Dalton. Gotta go Cousins, right?
Against the Rams. With the top two corners out.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually kind of a decision.
Andy Dalton plays.
Andy Dalton was picked off 4 times this week. Andy Dalton plays Atlanta. That's actually a decision right there.
I'm starting Kirk Cousins.
Bounce back game. Running backs. Alfred Blue, Nick Chubb, Isaiah Crowell, Carlos Hyde. He also has Devonta Freeman, but he's out.
I'm starting Carlos Hyde.
And Isaiah Crowell, right? And I'm not touching the other two. Because those guys shouldn't be... Well, Chubb's a rookie, but Blue shouldn't be rostered. No one did touch him. Are we sure about that? He was back up when they touched him. That's a touchdown. Receivers, he's got Calvin Benjamin, Keelan Cole, Marquise Goodwin, Alshon Jeffrey's out, Christian Kirk, Cam Meredith, Kelvin Ridley. This is a real life person drafted this team. This was an auto pick. It's a bad roster.
Start your Kelvin Ridley.
He's gonna start five receivers because his tight ends are garbage.
Okay, so he's going to start Ridley, Kirk.
Goodwin. Is Goodwin. He back? Goodwin. Keelan Cole. That's
gotta
four.
Start Cole.
And of course he's going to start Kelvin Benjamin. Kid loves him some Kelvin Benjamin.
He's starting him all year. Why would he
start
him?
Got to keep going back to that Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, the guy's already got 11 points this year. Why wouldn't you start him? And then he'll have to start Gerald Everett and Mike Gesicki. Who do you go there? You know what I'd do?
I'd start Gerald Everett against the Vikings because they can't cover tight ends.
That's what I was just going to say. We can't cover the tight end.
But can't he's going to start Gesicki.
Oh, yeah. He'll mess this up. Unless he listens to us. Which he does. But he also doesn't listen to us when we give advice.
You're going
to
make a decision for me.
Okay.
Me and my terrible fantasy squad.
Okay. All right.
Do you start Case Keenum against the Chiefs?
I don't roster Case Keenum, but continue.
So you're going to go with my route, or do you call up Swagger Mayfield and start him against the Raiders and here on out in the season?
You absolutely start Baker Mayfield.
With my joke of a roster, you take as much talent.
You go for the fun.
Exactly.
You don't mess around with
That's why I take both Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson.
I'm thinking you start Lamar Jackson over Keenum.
Well, Lamar Jackson might get two carries, and he might get 50 yards on one of them.
I think you should drop Keenum.
Oh, I'm dropping Keenum to make room for Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So, yeah, get Baker Mayfield in there, and, you know, you might be – do you have a win yet?
Pending.
If you win this,
patent
you're down by two. Patent pending. All right. What do you think? Wrap it up here?
Yep.
We'll,
I think
we'll hit you back next Monday, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe Tuesday. We'll figure it out. We'll try to do them early in the week.
Yeah, because you're gone this weekend, so it's not like we'll be able to put up another one soon after the Rams game.
No, so it probably won't be. Well, yeah, maybe we could try to do it Sunday during some football games.
Either Sunday or Monday night.
Yeah.
So look for us early next week.
Yeah, shoot. Now, we did it freaking early, but our game's early this
week. Yeah, I thought
we got jammed.
I know.
Got jammed.
But
jamming me up.
It's good.
Get in the flow.
We had to do it early. We had to do it early.
They reversed it. No touchdown.
That's silly. I started Chris Godwin over Mike Williams in a different league.
Oh, really?
So I really wanted that.
Godwin's a quality ball player. All right. Well, all right. It's been real. Follow Ryan on Twitter at
Grapes07.
Me at 10th Puppy and Grapes and Gorak.
And don't forget to follow Bet with Grapes at Bet with Grapes on Twitter.
And doesn't exist. All right.
Bye, guys.